Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Hi, I'm calling about the offer for the KitchenAid mixer.
Okay.
According to the online, it said it would be $2. After I went through everything, all of a sudden it is $7 and something, and then if you didn't win, they were charging you so much per month to re-enter.
So it's not if you didn't win.
I guess the problem is I want to cancel this, please.
Okay, give me 1 second. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
Sure. It's 19038.
Okay, you said 19038?
That's correct.
Thank you for that. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Gail Hill, G-A-I-L-H-I-L-L. And what is your name, please?
My name is Ciana.
C-Y, is it?
C-I-A-N-N-A.
That's very pretty.
Thank you. Is it under another name?
No.
Okay, can you spell out your first name, please?
G-A-I-L.
Okay, and the last name?
Hill, H-I-L-L. Okay. I have the order number if you want that.
That's okay. Okay, and can you read off is your email G-I-A-L Toonhill?
No.
Or is it Gail McCormick?
No. It's under Peter Hill at Verizon.net.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure.
Could the account be under Peter Hill?
No.
Okay, I'm not seeing an account. You can give me the order number, actually.
Okay, it's 260-502-640.
Yeah, that's not pulling up an account either. You said the email would have been peterhill@verizon.net. Okay, yeah, that's not pulling up anything either.
Well, they already put it on my account, believe it or not.
Okay, you said the zip was, I'll try it one more time.
19038.
Okay, I'm not seeing an account under you. And how much was the charge for?
Here, I'll tell you in a second. It is $7.95.
Okay. Did you just do this today?
Yes.
Okay, maybe it hasn't gone through the system yet. Let me refresh.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm not seeing an account under your name. I've tried the zip code, the phone number, first, last name, email address, and the order number. So the last thing I can try is the first six and the last four of the card that was charged.
Now, what are you asking for? The what?
It's the first six and the last four of the card that was charged.
Okay, it's 4036. 9021.
Okay, wait. I said the first six. So 403690.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
And it's fine. And then the last four.
3685.
You said 3685.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm gonna repeat this back to you. So the first six is 403690. Correct.
Yes.
Okay, and then the last four is 3685.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's not pulling up anything either. Was this, you found this number like on your bank statement or?
This number? I found it online. Let me see if I can get over here again.
Because yeah. I can...
If I would go into, say, I wanted to get into this contest again, it has customer service and the number I'm just calling now.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not seeing an account. I've tried all the things that I can to search for your account, but I do have two numbers that you can call.
And what are they?
Okay, so the first number is 855-462-5556. Okay, and then the second number, the first six digits are the same, just the last four are different. So that second number, the last four is 6403.
So 855-462-5556 or 6403.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have an email address? Because what I send, it won't go through email.
Okay, so we're a call center that handles accounts for the online vendors. So, yeah, I don't have an email for you.
Yeah. That's very odd, wouldn't you say? Since it says, if you want to cancel, please call such and such a number, which are all busy, can't get through, or email us. And there's no email.
Yeah, so if I was able to pull up an account, I can tell I would be able to, you know, try to see which vendor it was or which account you were under. But, yeah, I can't pull up an account. I refreshed again, but.
Yeah, what I went through was True Products for Less.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. But those two numbers that I've called, that I've given you, they should be able to assist you with that because, yeah, I'm not seeing an account. And if you call them and they also don't see an account or you can't get through, give us a call back and you can just ask to speak to a supervisor or maybe an account will come through. I don't, yeah.
Okay. Now here also on the credit card where it's pending on my credit card, the name on that is... Let me tell you.
That could also be why I don't see an account. If it's pending and you haven't been fully charged yet, it may have not gone through the system.
Yeah, it's called Shop for the Ultimate Art or something.
Yeah, ma'am, I don't think that's us.
Did you ever hear of that?
I haven't. I don't think that's one of our products.
Well... It's very odd that it's the same price that if you look at the terms and conditions, all of a sudden the $7.95 versus the $2 you were supposed to pay for handling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you can try to give those two numbers a call, but yeah, I'm sorry, I've tried every search that I can, even the order number. Usually the order number is the last resort and it'll pull up something, but I haven't been able to pull up anything, even with the first six and the last four.
Okay. I'm just amazed they have no email address.
Yeah, I don't know the email address. I can give you two support email addresses, though.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is C as in Charlie, S is in snake, at grabitesub.com. And then the second one is CS at top, TOP, meal, M-E-A-L, balance.
M-A-L, did you say, Sienna?
M-E-A-L.
Okay.
Balance, BALANCE.com.
Those are crazy emails, aren't they? So,
but
I can send an email to both of those to tell them to cancel?
Yes, well, those are active emails. So if you have an account with them, then you'll be able to cancel through the email as well as the phone numbers that I've called. But that's if they have an account for you as well, which they should because I'm not seeing it here.
Crazy. Okay. I'll try those numbers you gave to me, and then I'll try the emails.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I don't know why I'm not seeing an account for you.
Yeah, since they already charged me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well,
thank you
so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Thank you for giving us a call. I hope you get everything squared away.
I do, too. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.